Welcome to the Anderson Business Advisors Podcast, the nationally recognized preferred provider for asset protection and tax planning in the nation. This show is for investors and business owners looking to save on taxes and build long-term wealth with Toby Mathis, an attorney, author, business owner, and a featured instructor at Anderson's Tax and Asset Protection event held throughout the country. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Toby Mathis with the Anderson Business Advisors Podcast. Today I have a great guest, Vern Harris, who does pretty much what a lot of you guys might be thinking of doing. I'm not gonna ruin it. Vern, how are you doing?
I'm doing great today. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Hey, tell us and tell everybody out there exactly what you do.
Okay, well, we invest in assisted living homes. And, you know, a lot of people heard of the assisted living. It's a great niche to be in. We have a very specific part of that niche that we deal with, and it's the real estate only.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we buy the houses and get them fixed up and ready for operators, and then do a triple net lease to the operator.
That's perfect. That's perfect. So you're basically, whenever you're looking at assisted living, obviously people think of immediately, hey, having to run a house and doing all that. You're taking that off their plate and saying, hey, just be the landlord.
Absolutely. Right.
And how did you come about this? How did you end up doing that?
Well, I'm at A Better Way Realty, and they've been doing this for about 10 years. So I got involved in assisted living about 3.5 years ago. And when I met these guys, knew it was a perfect fit for what I was doing. And the way they got into it is they had a flipper that they were doing hard money loans to. And he came to them and said, hey, I'd like to do these assisted living homes. So they put up the money for it. And he was the operator in that scenario. Mm-hmm. And it worked out pretty well. So they expanded upon it. At this point in time, we own 14 homes that mm-hmm. we're doing this with, and we have a 15th closing on Monday.
Wow. So, and that's you or you're A Better Way, or is that you and your spouse, or what is it?
It's a Better Way Realty. We have funds that mm-hmm. we invest in these. So our investors invest into our funds, and we deploy their money into these assisted living homes.
Very cool. Wow. Good for you guys. And what do you find when you're actually leasing it to an operator, and what's the typical term of that lease?
Usually it's a 5-year lease. We fix their lease rate mm-hmm. for 5 years, and we give them an option to buy it in 3 years.
Oh, wow. So you're actually coming in and saying to the operator, look, if this is a success, you don't have to keep, you know, paying us as your landlord for 5 years, but after 3 years, you're giving them the option to buy. How do you calculate the purchase price? Is it something you guys agree ahead of time, or is it something that you guys come up with at the time?
We agree ahead of time. So when we do the deal, we set that price, and our lease is based upon that purchase price. So they know going in that they've got this option for 3 to 5 years that they can exercise it, mm-hmm. and it's X dollars. And their lease is set for the next 5 years as well. So it gives them a chance to really concentrate on growing and making their business better.
Have you had anybody exercise that option and actually purchase the house?
We've had two of our operators exercise it in the last 10 years.
How are the operators doing? Is this an area that people should be looking at? That's a loaded question, by the way, Vern.
Yeah, it is. You know, assisted living is a tough business, like any business is. There is no such thing as an easy business. So it's a tough business, but an operator that is working at it, working on it, understands the business. And when they grow it, then it really starts to make sense. You know, if you've got three of these houses, you're going to be doing well. If you've got one house, it's tough. You're going to be working in it. When you get two or three or four of these things, you're working on it. You have people working in it.
That makes sense. If you like the golden handcuffs and the golden cage, then you work in your business. If you want to enjoy life, you work on it. Hey, you and I spoke about this before, but I'm a landlord as well, and I found a niche in a particular city doing assisted living, finding operators that did a specific type of assisted living. So I want to ask you a very simple question, because a lot of folks think of assisted living as only older people. Is that your tenant? Is it just operators that go for the older crowd, or are there other options out there?
There are other options. We've got clients that do sober living. We've got clients that do mental illness.
Yep.
I spoke with somebody last night that wants to open a house specifically for autism.
Yep. That's what I do, by the way. That's exactly what it is. It's adult autistic individuals, and it's basically they have a den mother that lives in a unit in the same home.
That's a terrific model. And then traumatic brain injury is another niche that's out there as well.
Yep, and there's all these folks. So a lot of times there's people saying, "Hey, the silver tsunami." There's a whole bunch of, you know, the age of Americans. We're living really long. Let's just put it that way. There's a lot of folks that are over 65 in the residential assisted living. Are you finding what's the typical age range for the older crowd? Do you know all those numbers?
It's early 80s. 82 is probably the average age.
Yep. And that's exactly what I've heard. Now, when you're doing the adult care homes and you're doing this, and it sounds like you have experience in both these, are we talking about folks that are older? Or are we talking about folks that might be 23 to 33? What are we looking at?
Yeah. If we're looking at mental illness, it can be, you know, we've seen them as young as 18 to 60, maybe is kind of where they fall. I would say the average age that I've seen is mid 40s, somewhere around there, if you were to average it out. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be in there for quite some time. And as long as they take their meds, they're going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm. And they just have somebody there making sure they eat and get up, and if they're going to work, and just watching over them.
Exactly. They cook for them. They clean the place. They give them their medicines. And that's pretty much the workload of your caregiver in a scenario like that.
How do you identify properties? Like, what's your sweet spot?
You know, where the assisted living works best at either a 10 bed or a 16 bed. So 10 beds is probably going to be a big ranch that you can convert the garage, maybe convert an office. If you've got 3 or 4 or 5 bedrooms upstairs and a 3-car garage and maybe an office, and you could probably get 10 beds out of something like that. So it's going to be a 3,000, 3,500 square foot house to start with as a ranch. Those can be hard to find depending where you're at. Here in Denver, that house starts at about $800,000 to find a big ranch like that. But other parts of the country, they're pretty commonplace. So that's what we look at to start with. And something that we can maybe add on to, if it's got a little bit of extra lot space, then we look for that. We just did a deal recently with, it was actually an existing assisted living that had 7 bedrooms on a double lot. And we're adding another 8 bedrooms as an addition to that house with kind of a breezeway in between. So that's going to have 15 bedrooms and be licensed for 16. And that's going to be a really nice house when we're completed with that.
Are you looking to lower your taxes, protect your assets, and grow your wealth? Are you a real estate investor, stock trader, or business owner? If you answered yes, Anderson Advisors Tax and Asset Protection Workshop is for you. Let host Clint Coons, Toby Mathis, and Michael Bowman teach you how to protect and keep more of what you earn. Our workshops are held monthly throughout the country and via live stream. 2 in-person tickets to the workshop are only $99. To learn more about the dates and locations, visit AndersonAP.com and register today.
And so your model's different. So you're actually running a little bit of a fund. So if somebody wants to invest, they just put money in. Is that
correct?
Right.
Yeah. If somebody wants to be a passive investor, then they can get into our fund and we take care of all the management. We find the operators. We make sure everything works and just pay our investors.
Mm-hmm. What does that typically look like? Are you doing a share? Are you doing a carve out? How are you running that?
Normally it's a return. We try to get anywhere from 8 to 10% on an annual basis. We pay out bi-monthly. And, you know, it averages 10, but we always say that 8 to 10 because things happen. We had a situation a year plus ago where an operator that had 4 properties, she didn't make it. So we had to take those properties back and put a new operator in. Mm-hmm. It took about 6 months to get it stabilized, but it's producing again and we're back to 10%.
What's your favorite project to date that you've actually been involved in?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I'd almost say that 4-pack was my favorite because it was 4 houses at once. So I found an operator that had 3 houses already. So I was able to help him more than double his business.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing a fantastic job with it and just really making some good money off of that business. And for me, to help somebody do that kind of expansion to their business is very rewarding. And on the flip side, hey, there's 50 plus beds that we're able to fill and help people find a nice home as well. So, you know, that's my warm, fuzzy spot with that particular deal.
Where do you find your operators? Like, if you, do they find you, or are you actually out looking for operators?
Both. And I run a meetup group here in Denver that is specific to the assisted living.
You got to plug it. What is it?
It is Denver Association of Assisted Living Residences. And just recently, we became the Colorado chapter of the national group that Gene Greeno runs, which is called the RAL National Association.
Yeah, Gene's pretty fun. I've known him for a long time.
Absolutely. So yeah. I've been running this group for about 3.5 years. Actually, I started it right after I went to Gene's training and felt like there was a need for something like that out in our area. And because of building that network, I have people calling me every week, either looking to buy or sell. Mm-hmm. So it's really been a good way to connect with this community.
If somebody was looking to become an operator, what paths would you give them? And an operator, by the way, just in case folks don't know, that's somebody who actually runs the house. An operator is usually a company. We recommend it be a company that leases the house from somebody else. Sometimes you own the house and you lease it to your own operating entity. But at the end of the day, it's somebody who's actually dealing with the residents of the home, and that's the person running it. So
an operator, when somebody comes to me and says, I want to be an operator, usually the first thing I recommend is, why don't you go spend a few weekends in a home volunteering and see what it's really all about, because it's a very unique type of a business and there's a lot of, you know, it's caregiving, and it takes all the operators that I know, true operators have hearts of gold. Mm-hmm. And it really takes that type of compassionate personality to be a very good operator, because we're dealing with people's grandmothers. Mm-hmm. So if they can go through that and come out of that and still want to do this business, then that's great. The other thing we look for is, do they have a good business sense? I've had many operators come to me wanting to use our program, but they don't have any business sense, and that's dangerous. So I always recommend that they team up with somebody who's operated a business in the past and understands what, you know, business is all about. Just being a technician is not enough. Mm-hmm. To be successful at one of these, you really have to have that business background as well. And mm-hmm. just the opposite, I have business people come to me that say, we want to do this. And I say, well, you need to find an operator that you can team up with, mm-hmm. someone who understands the passionate caregiving part of this, because you need both of those to be successful in this business. And we don't want to see anybody fail, because if you fail, I've seen many hundreds of thousands of dollars lost from people mm-hmm. that fail, but worse than that, you are displacing, you know, 10 grandmothers. So that's the worst part is, you know, money can be replaced, but when you're starting to mess with people's lives, mm-hmm. that's tough. So we want to make sure that we set people up to succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you just put it really well, because I've seen that as well. If you have a call to service, be an operator. If you don't, find somebody who does.
Yeah.
And there's other sides to the business. We always say there's three. There's the owning the real estate. There's being the investor into the real estate. And then there's the operators. There, you know, you could be an investor and an operator too, but, you know, again, that's finding someone to team up with. But you sounds like you are on that side of you're just looking for investors to invest in the real estate, or, you know, you have your fund and you're going and you're already matching these folks together. How much bandwidth do you have as far as bringing folks in? It's like, do you have projects that you're waiting on completing? Is this something where you say, hey, if somebody comes in and invests, then we go get another property? What's your kind of the way that you operate?
Well, our newest fund has only been open for a few months, and we do have a fair amount of cash lined up on the sidelines today for that. So we're looking for more deals. We're about ready to take this program nationally. Mm-hmm. And because I have a lot of deals going on here in the Denver Metro, Colorado market, mm-hmm. but we want to be, you know, cautious with this, because we don't just want to throw up the money. We've got to make sure it's going to work out right. So we're taking it nationally. Actually, next week we're going to be at the national conference, and
I'll see you there. Right?
Program out, yeah, and that will give us a lot more opportunity so that we can deploy our investors' funds. And it'll allow us to be a little bit choosier about you know, where do we want to deploy it? Therefore, we can raise our success level. You know, we've had good success in the last few years with the that one exception of the four that dropped out, but everybody else is doing very well right now. And, you know, we're pretty good about vetting our operators and making sure that we're going to set them up for success.
Attention all real estate investors, business owners, stock traders, and anyone looking to get out of the rat race for good. We all know time is money, but did you know there's a wealth of resources on how to make more money, keep more money, and protect what you've earned all for free online? Anderson Business Advisors YouTube channel offers free resources on asset protection and tax reduction from lawyers and CPAs designed to help you keep more money in your pocket. To learn how to limit your liability, protect what you've earned, and minimize your tax burden all for free, subscribe to Anderson Business Advisors on YouTube today.
What's the, if there was one thing that you saw as a killer that you, that when somebody gets in and you're like, oh man, go do something else. What is it? What's the one thing that makes your hair stand on end where you're like, you just don't want to work with people?
Well, I don't want to say it's just an investment mentality, but I think that's, I always get a little concerned when I see just that investment mentality, because it, again, if you don't have the caregiving heart for this thing, you're probably not going to succeed. I think that when we had the failure, it was an investment mentality, not necessarily a how are we going to take care of all these people mentality. And it just didn't work out. So that always gets me concerned. You know, if I see an operator who's a caregiver, it's easy to find an investor for them. It's harder to find for an investor somebody who has the other side of it. So, you know, it is both sides of that thing. And if they don't have the full package, it's concerning.
So somebody's an operator in the Denver area. Is this something where you'd want them to contact you and say, hey, I'm an operator. I'm looking for properties. And, you know, maybe they have two or three and they just need to grow it a little bit. Is that something that you'd invite?
That's our best client, because they're already successful. They already get it. I'm meeting with a gentleman today who has three of these things. And we met the other day at a property and he's wanting to double his number. So I can bring him in and put him into three more of these things and help him double it. And we have confidence in a guy like that because he's already doing it. He already knows how to be successful at it. He's been doing it for a number of years. We love those kind of people because, hey, we're helping them double their business. And the odds that they're going to succeed are much higher than somebody who's starting out from scratch.
What's the average amount you see the tenants paying, or are you deep into that side of it, or is it just you're just doing the being?
You know, it varies on a house, and we see some houses that are like an MI is going to be Medicaid paid, but MI doesn't require a lot of staffing burden, and those tenants are, well, Medicaid's paying about $2,700 a month for that. So, you know, a 10-bed MI is going to make about $27,000 a month, and their staffing burden is pretty low, probably in the 12. So their total expenses are probably about 18. So there's some room in that to make some money. And then if you go into private pay is going to be about $4,500 for
in the Denver
level 2 house. And so your operating expenses there are going to be $22,000 to $25,000 a month. And those things are going to make some money. They have a little bit more vacancy. So you got to figure maybe a 10% vacancy in that deal. So they're still making $10,000 to $15,000 a month on a lower end operation.
Yeah. And that's about the numbers that we see too. So everything that you're saying is right on online. And then when you're leasing to this, is it above market rents? Like hey, it's hard to find these homes. So if you're the landlord, you have a little bit of control there.
Yes, it is above market. You know, we basically charge 10% on the whole deal. So, and we'll buy the house. We'll put in the money to fix it up. Or if it's an existing one, it needs spruced up. You know, we put in an extra $50,000 to $100,000 frequently. And this build out that we're doing, we're putting in $700,000 for the addition. So, you know, they've got a lot of investment in this thing. And we just want to make sure that the numbers work at the end of the day, that it's still worth it to them. You know, we don't want them working their tails off for $40,000 a year. They need to be making enough money that there's incentive to do this. It makes sense. And as long as it makes sense for them and makes sense for us, that we can pay our investors the returns that we'd like to return, we're not greedy. We just want to get the deal done and make sure it works for everybody.
That's perfect. We're going to put all your contact data out there, Vern, so that they can get a hold of you if they want. I'm going to see you at the national convention. It's going to be exciting to see a lot of folks that are into assisted living. Would you encourage anybody that's like thinking about becoming a landlord to look at the assisted living marketplace as being a great place to potentially find good tenants?
Oh, yeah. You know, the tenants are going to be long term. There's a big need for this. So the more homes that we get out there, the more we're going to fill that need. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like leasing to a business is really what it is. So if you it's like compare it with commercial and you go have a strip mall or a pad site for a restaurant, and you own that piece of property and you have a business that's leasing it. That's really how we look at these homes. Even though they're residential homes, they are special purpose. And, you know, we just look at them like another piece of investment property that we have a business tenant in.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing with us. Is there any last comments or any ideas that we didn't hit that you want to throw out there?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. You know, there's just so much to it that it'd be hard to put in one paragraph.
I could throw one at you. Join a meetup group.
Oh, yeah.
There in the Denver area. Come out to Vern's meetup group. Because here's the thing. You're never going to know it all. And there's not enough professionals out there that are in this realm. Like, again, it's really difficult to find professionals, attorneys, accountants that have actually dealt with assisted living because there's so few of it. And most of them are the big boxes, but there's a huge need. And so it comes down to it. So guys like Vern are invaluable. His group is invaluable. Surround yourself by these people. If this is something that's of interest to you, even if you're going to be a landlord, find people like Vern. You do the meetup group. How often do you guys do your meetup?
We do it the last Wednesday of every month. So actually, it was last night that we had our meeting. And we bring in a presenter that talks about something different every month. And it's a lot of networking and a little bit of learning. And it's just a great place to rub elbows with other people in the business and expand.
And these are all over the country. I know it sounds like you're going to expand nationally, but these meetup groups are pretty much all over the place. And it's just finding one, right?
Well, I think that right now we're kind of unique. From what we've seen, there's maybe two or three in the country that are doing what I'm doing specifically. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if somebody's interested out in another state to do this, there's an opportunity there that they could do what we're doing here and duplicate that. And I would say get involved with the Residential Assisted Living National Association, because the more people we get into that, the stronger this industry is going to be.
Yeah.
So it's really important that we get more people doing what I'm doing and what they're doing and kind of collaborate together and make this a little bit better industry.
Fill a need, make a little money doing it. That sounds like a pretty good idea. And knows we need it. Yeah. Hey, Vern, thanks for coming on. I kept you a little longer than you probably anticipated, but I really appreciate you coming on and sharing. And again, I'll see you at the national convention. And hopefully there's some folks out there listening that can make use of this, maybe reach out to you. And maybe they're popping up some other chapters elsewhere.
Thanks for having me, Toby. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Show notes for links to everything mentioned in this episode can be found on our website at andersonadvisors.com/podcast. Be sure you subscribe to our podcast. And if you are already a subscriber, please provide us a review of what you thought of this episode.